Edmonton City Hall shooter made Gaza genocide tape before attack, reports. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 26, 2024. An Afghan migrant working as a security guard who allegedly threw Molotov cocktails and opened fire with a long gun at a Canadian city hall is said to have published a wide-ranging video manifesto talking of diverse subjects like genocide in Gaza, house prices, and the importance of obeying Canadian law before the attack, reports claim. A man opened fire at Edmonton City Hall on Tuesday, lighting several incendiary devices described as Molotov cocktails before shooting rounds from a long gun into the walls and ceiling. He was subsequently apprehended by security, who detained him until the police could arrive and nobody was killed. A suspect, named as 28-year-old Bezani Sarver by Canada's Globe and Mail, has been charged with 6 counts including reckless use of a weapon, arson, and throwing explosives with intent to cause harm, and appeared in court on Thursday. Security footage of the incident shows a man carrying a rifle and wearing a security guard's uniform walking through a city hall corridor, opening fire, and then throwing the firearm to the ground and walking away. The newspaper cites comments of the accused man's employer, a Canadian charity which provides security work to military and police veterans, saying the Afghan migrant was a civilian employee and had been a good and reliable worker to this point. The security guard who apprehended the suspect was praised for his heroism, but he shrugged it off, saying, "Well, sir, I was just doing my job." Several Canadian outlets report the alleged shooter released a manifesto before the attack, including National Post, Global News, The Toronto Sun, and Rebel News, but also note police haven't officially confirmed their provenance yet and have generally released very little information on their investigation. Police say they are aware of the footage and are reviewing it. Indeed, the lack of attention given to the shooting is such that the Toronto Sun complains it appears the story is being deliberately neglected or covered up, noting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted about a hockey game on Tuesday, when one may have otherwise expected the national leader to be talking about an alleged terror attack on national soil. In one video allegedly linked to the shooter that has surfaced, a man wearing a security jacket and sitting at the wheel of an automobile speaks to camera and expresses his views on a wide variety of subjects, from the importance of, ironically for a man allegedly about to go on a shooting rampage, kindness and following Canadian law, to Gaza. Appearing at times to be reading from unseen notes at times, the man says, "Salaam alaikum, brothers and sisters. Before I do my mission, I want you all to know that I am not a psychopath. I do not believe in bloodshed," before delving into his apparent beliefs. Calling on God-fearing men and women to rise up against this wokeism disease that is leading our generation into deception, the speaker talks of the evils of inflation, the Canadian housing crisis and multiculturalism before getting onto the subject of Gaza. The video says, "Leaders, officials, and anyone who has a hand into this corruption, into this genocide that is happening in Gaza and throughout the world. Anybody who is destabilizing other countries, hurting their community, what do you call it, should feel ashamed of themselves, and inshallah we will rise against you guys and put you on trial." The video also makes cryptic comments about the role of immigration, before making an abrupt turn and emphasizing the importance of the rule of law. The video continued, "Us immigrants, we must understand that we are part of this agenda. We are not here for no reason. This is a man-made war. This is a man-made immigration crisis that we are all here. But instead of hate and anger in our hearts, we must spread love, respect one another, show honesty with one another, and promote pro-life and work with one another to build our economy, our country, and promote strong and pro-human life. We must respect the Canadians' laws, and we must stand with the owners of this land, and Canadians shoulder to shoulder." The video concludes, "We need to start filtering our water. We need to watch what we are eating. We need to start eating healthy. Salaam alaikum, inshallah I'll succeed with my mission. If I don't succeed, I know someone else will succeed for me." Suspect Bezani Sarver is due back in court in February.